B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Right now, the single best live sports producer in the universe, really. I mean, I'm not even going to say America. I'm not even going to say the world. I'm going to say the universe, ladies and gentlemen. In the Milky Way galaxy. We're going to talk to Fred Gedeli on the line with us right now from NBC Sunday Night Football producer extraordinaire. What's going on, Fred?
You're way too kind, but thank you. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Fred, I know I've called you this before. You are the biggest football fan I know. Like, you love the game of football. And this is a game where I know the modern era of football is going to be the kind of the people that are the fans of the modern version of the game, the high-flying passing attack that is today. You have Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz. You have a lot of weapons on the Falcons' defense or offense. You have a lot of weapons on the Eagles' offense. How do you focus in on this as a producer trying to zero in on who's going to be the stud of the game?
Well, look, you know who the great players are. That's no mystery, right? I mean, you know, Julio Jones is a great player. You know, Fletcher Cox is a great player. Wentz and, Matt Ryan, certainly. So, I mean, that part of it's not hard. But, you know, the interesting thing is we've done these last two games, the divisional game back in, January of 2018 and then the opener last year in September. And they've been low-scoring games. You know, the defenses have kind of had their way. Now, one game you could say it was cold. Obviously, it wasn't cold last year on an opening day, but I find this interesting. Obviously, Carson Wentz played in neither of those games, right? It was Nick Foles both times. And to me, Wentz is the X factor in this game because he hasn't been a part of it. He had a tremendous second half last week, especially on third down. So it's an interesting matchup, but I'll say this. The heat is on in Atlanta because if they turn in another game like last week in their home opener, it's going to be a long season down there.
Certainly, and we'll get to the Falcons in a second, but I'm always curious because as someone like yourself that examines both sides so closely, the Eagles have an interesting situation coming into the season, not just for this game, but coming into the season. It's about the health of Carson Wentz, all the weapons in front of him, and also a defense trying to show that they can, they can prove themselves after some struggles last year, especially against the deep ball. When you look at the Eagles really going into the season, not just this game, what's the main storyline to you?
Can Carson Wentz play 16 games plus? I mean, if he can do that, I mean, I'm looking at Philly. I don't see a lot of weaknesses. They're going to get some guys back in the secondary, I would imagine, at some point during the season. Can Jason Peters make it, 16? I don't know. To me, he's still one of the best tackles in football. Not what he was, but still one of the best. But to me, it comes down to Wentz. You know, can he make it 16 games plus? Because Foles magic left town.
Exactly. And I know a lot of people were, of course, keeping a close eye on what happened with Nick Foles in week one and unfortunately getting injured. But the other side of that, when you look at some of the weapons that have come in here for Carson Wentz, and he's got the history with Alshon Jeffery, and he certainly had a great season last year with Zach Ertz. But DeSean Jackson comes back to the nest here in Philadelphia, and a lot of people are excited about that. Had an incredible first game back in Philadelphia. How much of a storyline will D-Jax be going into this one?
Well, it's huge because, look, we don't even know anything about Atlanta's pass defense, right? I mean, they faced 10 passes last week and Cousins completed 8 of them. So, they've got a guy playing at one corner who's in his second year, Isaiah Oliver. He's a starter, didn't play much last year. I would imagine he'll be giving up a pretty good cushion to DeSean Jackson. I never understood why DeSean Jackson was traded. I mean, he was such a, and is still, such a weapon. He's a threat every time he touches the ball, no matter where he touches the ball. I think he gives Philly something they really haven't had the last couple of years, that burner, that guy that can really, stretch a defense. And it's just going to make it a lot better for guys like Alshon and Ertz and Aguilar and even their backs. To me, I never understood, getting rid of DeSean Jackson.
Fred, you said it's kind of a must-win for Atlanta this week after what happened with them in Minnesota. And I want to ask you, do you view them as a struggling team or a team that just struggled in week one?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I think their offensive line is going to have a tough time with, Philly's defensive line. And usually games are won or lost right there. I think that's going to be a big challenge. I think if their offensive line could get a draw in this game, which is a lot to ask, You know, I think that gives them a better chance to win. But I don't really know. I mean, look, you know, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones are a tremendous combination. You know, is Devontae Freeman as good as he was a couple of years ago? We don't know. We haven't really seen him healthy now in over a season and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about Atlanta. I think we find out because I think Minnesota is a playoff caliber team. Obviously, Philly, in my opinion, is a playoff caliber team. So, you know, if they get trounced by two playoff caliber teams out of the gate, you know, I would say that, you know, you've got some legitimate questions about, you know, what's the future in Atlanta.
Speaking with Frank Adeli, producer of NBC Sunday Night Football, Eagles, Falcons, of course, Sunday Night Football from Atlanta. What's this new camera angle I'm seeing this year, Fred? I'm loving it.
Well, you know, Mark, football's been done pretty much the same way since 1939. So we're trying to, you know, bring people a little bit closer. So we've taken Skycam and moved it. You know, last year we tried, you know, to do some live coverage from behind. We did some audience testing in the off season, and people loved it up until the snap. Then they wanted the side angle.
Sure.
You know, so we've brought it to the side. And I don't know that we are perfectly happy with what we've done so far. Actually, we're not. But we're still kind of refining it. So we're doing it like a series per half. So we're trying to put the people on the line of scrimmage, basically, for every play. It was great last week when the Steelers had a third and one and didn't make it. You were right there. You saw they didn't make it. You know, then Brady threw a bomb to Dorsett, not as good as what the real camera would have been. So we're still trying to refine what we're doing, but just trying to take, you know, televised football into the 21st century.
Now, Fred, we have one more technical question we want to ask you in a second, but regarding the Atlanta Falcons, you mentioned the heat is on in Atlanta. Are you getting the sense from players down there, maybe, I don't know if you've had your conversations with them yet already or not, but are you getting a sense that they're feeling a lot of pressure already in week two?
We haven't gone to the facility. I'm actually going to be leaving here in about an hour and a half to go and talk, but you just know how it works in professional sports now. You know, I mean, hey, this was a Super Bowl team in 2016. They won a playoff game in 2017. You know, lost a tough one in Philly in the divisional round. Last year, you know, a tremendous amount of injuries, so you give it a pass. But it's a team that's built to win right now. And, you know, if you come out against two teams that I think most people would say are playoff caliber, Minnesota and Philly, and are non-competitive, you know, I think it's going to make for a long year, and the heat will get turned up down here, and I think they'll be feeling the pressure. They can't, I mean, when you go back and watch, I mean, like I did that Viking game last week, I mean, they were fairly non-competitive in the first half of that game.
Speaking of Frank Adeli, producer for Sunday Night Football on NBC, Eagles Falcons, Sunday night kickoff. Fred, with some unfortunate technical difficulties in last night's Thursday Night Football game, there was a Super Bowl a couple of years ago where lights went out and they couldn't turn them on. What is the thing you had? Oh, ESPN. They had a situation with their first down, or sorry, their down and distance marker. People thought it was saying a flag was on the field. What's something that's happened in your live television career where you had to all of a sudden hit an audible?
Oh, man. Well, I would probably go back to the Atlanta-New England game a couple of years ago when, unpredicted, the fog rolled in and it made the game unviewable from the regular game cameras. So that we ended up covering the entire second half. Luckily, that night was the first time we ever had two sky cams. And we covered the entire second half, you know, from the two sky cams. I mean, the ground cameras you could see a little bit, but the traditional game cameras that people are used to watching the game from,
you couldn't
see the players. You couldn't see the field. I remember we took a shot from behind Alan Chris in the booth. I mean, it was just basically clouds. You couldn't see anything, you know, so that one stands out, as, you know, having to call an audible and say, okay, we're covering the game like this until this fog rolls out, which, of course, it didn't roll out by the time the end of the game, so we did the entire second half that way.
Well, we can certainly identify with anything fog in Philadelphia. We still remember that one. The other part of this, Fred, 100 years of the NFL, like I said, aside from being a producer Sunday Night Football, also the biggest just overall football fan I know. When you think 100 years of the NFL, what jumps to mind for you?
A moment?
Just, yeah, a moment for you as a football fan or your career that really echoes through you and says, oh, that sums up 100 years for me.
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
I know, and I just threw it to you.
He asks the hard questions, Fred. That's what he does.
I've seen some of the greatest plays, you know, in NFL history as, you know, in games that I covered. The Music City Miracle, Philly Special, James Harrison's 100-yard return to close the second half in Super Bowl 43.
Mm-hmm.
Santonio Holmes in the same game.
Yeah.
Malcolm Butler coming literally out of nowhere, you know, to end that Super Bowl. That's a hard one, man. You know, it's funny. I voted on a lot of these top 100 polls, you know, like not the players or the coaches, but like moments and things of that nature. If I had to pick one that to me says this is professional football just because of the two teams in the game, where the game was played, and the players in that game, I think I would say Bart Starr's quarterback sneak in the ice ball.
Oh, wow.
That to me is professional football. It's the Packers, it's the Cowboys, it's the frozen tundra. How many Hall of Famers on the field that day? I'm going to guess a dozen, at least a dozen.
Wow.
I would say maybe that play right there.
That's incredible. Fred Gaudelli, we can't wait to watch the game, obviously, on Sunday because of our birds and also the way you guys present the game to us in Philly. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season, Fred. Thanks so much for coming on with us, as always.
Anytime, Mark.
97.5 The Fanatic.